So that sort of just developed, Tim. I can't say that there was a definite vision on what this is going to look like. All I knew is I wanted either maple or birch on the interior for a light, pleasant, cheery wood. I did not want any really dark surfaces, and we sort of just went with that and started thinking about things, you know?
It just kind of unfolded as it went on.
Yes, mm-hmm.
What are some of the options that you were able to incorporate in your restoration?
Well, for one thing, I changed the insulation out to the aluminized bubble foil. We ran a very large number of 12-volt circuits in the walls. It only had one blue line sort of making the rounds inside the trailer with a small battery. It didn't even have a charger or a converter. We ran essentially all new wiring, all new 120-volt wiring, got a new charger, 12-volt charger and inverter. A converter charger system in it, new fuses, new fuse boxes. Essentially, all the systems in the trailer are brand new. The thing that's left of it is a large part of the frame and the shell. That's it. So it has new water system, new dump system, new toilets, new bath fixtures, new counters, new wood, new floor, new paint. So not much left from the old trailer other than, again, the skin and the windows, you know.
So you went with a floor-mounted air conditioner instead of putting a regular Domenic on the roof.
Yes, I decided to do that for two reasons. First of all, it's a visual thing for me. I really don't like that look of a large size air conditioner on such a beautiful, sleek-looking vehicle. It's always bothered me on my Tradewind. I thought this would look so much better without this bubble up there, you know? And the other reason was I firmly believe that the low center of gravity makes this Overlander tow like an absolute dream. You know, mm-hmm. It's got all the weight. There's really a very little weight above the floor line. You know, everything is down low.
Mm-hmm.
The water tanks, the whole axle system, the air conditioner, the batteries, everything is nothing is over 30 inches. Nothing heavy is over 30 inches off the ground, you know.
Okay, so that keeps, like you said, all the weight low, gives it a better tow.
It keeps the weight low, and I'm not sure. It had been a while when I first towed the Overlander from when I last towed my Tradewind, so it's very hard to compare. But it felt effortless to me. It felt like you could take a freeway off-ramp as if you didn't have a trailer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My axle and brake system makes it so actually it feels to me like the combination truck and trailer stops better now than the truck alone. You know, I use the disc brake axles from Dexter and electro-hydraulic actuator, and this brake system is so smooth and wonderful. It's hard to describe, really. It's such a step up from the electric brakes on the Tradewind. It's not even comparable.
So you upgraded to disc brakes that are... Mm-hmm. Hydraulic?
They're hydraulic disc brakes, and they're activated by essentially an automotive ABS pump that has a brake fluid reservoir in it, and it's proportional to, it applies the brakes proportional to what the brake controller in the vehicle tells it. So in a way, it uses the same brake controller that you would use with a electric brake setup, but mm-hmm. Instead of powering the electric brakes, it sends the signal to this electro-hydraulic actuator, and it in turn proportionally applies to brakes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you really like the way that turned out?
Yes, I think that was a wonderful, wonderful addition to this whole thing. Mm-hmm.
I have in my notes here that you also replaced a complete side panel on the trailer during your work on it.
Yeah, someone had apparently this trailer had a mishap once in its life. I don't know how long ago or what happened, but there were a few bent ribs, and one of the panels had been repaired very poorly. It was right behind the door, the entry door. So the repair was such that someone took a strip of metal and brought it up from the belly pan about 12 inches and just riveted it on top, leaving gaps and things for water to go between the two sheets and run right into the flooring area, which in turn, of course, right at that area was a huge rotted spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I decided instead of trying to reverse that or fix it, to just replace the